It was the terse prayer hour. We were all three of us in the gym, the kids were outside playing with their dogs. I was lying on my back, doing representatives with 500, when I noticed a crack in the ceiling that looked like a jagged bolt of stylized lightning. When I finished my set, I showed it to Nora and Mandy. My eyes followed the crack, and the wall was also cracked. "That looks bad," said Mandy.
"Is the building falling down?" asked Nora.
"I think we should treat the building a lot more gently until further notice," I suggested.
"So no more dropping the weights to the floor, lower them gently."
"And we should pray," said Nora.
"Of course," I said, "but we should also get a good surveyor to tell us whether this is nothing or very bad."
Roger stood, transfixed. He'd never seen a nun doing bench presses before. He's never seen a woman with 26-inch biceps before, and he'd never seen a St. Hilda's nun except me, and I was covered head to toe in my habit. He just stood there, paralyzed with a mixture of respect and fear. He was imagining what Nora could do to a man once he was helpless in those huge arms. And I thought, gotcha. I prophesied discount.